two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
Well, among today's ongoing discussions that we've been having about the power of restraint when it comes to reporting, avoiding that instant certainty, again, famous Washington Post reporter Bob Woodward of Watergate fame hit that in several interviews I did with him over the course of the last several years. Restraint always works. And so restraint works when you're looking at communicating, judging or not judging others, when you're learning, staying open and curious. There was a recent video shared by History in Memes on Twitter, which is an interesting place to get something. But it's a clip. Prince at the 1999 Yahoo Internet Life Online Music Awards, which is quite a title. And really interesting, he paused while presenting an award for the online pioneer. Think of where we were back in 1999 when it comes to online. So he stopped in the middle of presenting this award to share what has proved to be very prophetic and I think ominous concern about the overuse and overdependency that people at that time had to the World Wide Web. And who would have thought how much that dependency would grow in the next 2+ decades as his warning continues to resonate, I think, for a lot of us where we find ourselves today. And a little restraint, I think, when it comes to our technology might not be a bad thing. So here you are. We are going to go back. We're going to take you back to 1999, the Yahoo Internet Life Awards. This is Prince being very prophetic, talking about the danger of becoming dependent on the internet.
Don't be fooled by the internet. It's cool. It's cool to get on the computer, but don't let the computer get on you. It's cool. It's cool to use the computer. Don't let the computer use you. You all saw The Matrix. There is a war going on, the battlefields in the mind, and the prize is the soul. So, just be careful.
Prince, 1999. There's some pretty good principles in there. It's cool. Got to use cool for the kids. The computer is cool, so get on the computer, but don't let the computer get on you. Use the computer. Don't let the computer use you. Those are all really important principles. He also talked about the fact that there was this ongoing war. And I love the way he framed this. This is so powerful. He said there's a war going on with the battlefields in the mind. The battlefields in the mind, and the prize is the soul. So be careful. So many important lessons there, and it's just astonishing to me to think that was all the way back in 1999 when the internet was just this little thing, and we had no idea where we were headed with smartphones and all the digital devices and all that we have access to in our world today. And so we have to learn to get on the internet, to get on the technology, but not let it get on you, to use it, but not let it use you. And I've shared in a couple of places this past week something that just keeps coming back. It is this grand visual of my granddaughter, Lorna, who's 2 years old. And at two, you know a few words. She knows a lot of words. But you learn a few words that are really important and can be very effective. And so Lorna was trying to get her mother's attention. Her mother was on her digital device, texting away at a very furious rate, very focused on what she was doing. And two-year-old Lorna kept trying to get her attention, kept trying to get her attention. And then finally she yells, "Mom, look at my eyes." And that was the trick. For her mom to put the phone down and to look at the two-year-old's eyes. And that word look is an important one. Where we look matters. And it's so easy to go down the rabbit holes. We were just talking in the newsroom today, and both producers, Kelly and Kellyanne, chipping in today, were discussing how they got lost on the internet last night. And it's amazing how you can go down those rabbit holes so fast. The next thing you know, you've lost an hour. Especially at bedtime, that can be very disruptive and disruptive to relationships, conversations, and a good night's sleep, by the way. And so we have to be careful of all these things. One of the most important principles that I learned in Japan, also very simple, be here now. Be present to the moment. Again, with instant certainty, with no restraint. It's easy to get scattered. It's easy for your thinking to become very fragmented. It's easy to become very disconnected, even though we often say that the technology is the great connector, which it can be. It can also be the great disconnector and prevent us from having those crucial conversations or engaging in real relationship building. And so, yes, we want to use the technology to be efficient. But we got to look people in the eye to be effective. If you missed the last segment, we were talking about this unique Senate candidate in Pennsylvania who has gone to all the counties, not just once, but twice. Why? So he can look voters in the eye and have a conversation. And people are starving for that kind of connection. And so we have to be present to the moment. And part of being present is not projecting forward. So whether that's being preemptively offended because you think that coworker who's obnoxious is going to say something obnoxious that's going to offend you, just be present and let them surprise you. It might be that person in your own household that you just need to slow down and listen a little bit different. And so, again, going back to Prince, use the internet, use the technology, don't let the technology use you. Make sure you recognize that there is a battlefield going on. It's the battlefields of the mind, and the prize of those battles is the soul. So be careful. Not very often we quote Prince on this show, but he nailed it on a principle that has great power and makes a great difference in our individual lives, in our relationships, in our homes and communities, in our businesses, in our politics, in our places of worship, being able to be here now, be present to the moment, and make those important connections. And also want to give a big thanks to Mark on the board today, as always, helping us be present so that we can focus on you. Thanks for joining us today on Inside Sources. I'm Boyd Matheson. As always, as you go out into the world, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something that'll make a difference.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.